We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We got Graceffo and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes. Wow. What an ending to the National League playoffs in the NLCS, and the Dodgers win a Game 7 in Milwaukee. I do want to give some love to Council and the Brewers. They were a great team to watch all year. They reminded me of the Royals and Giants teams that won World Series. You could see the team chemistry. You could see the connection to the manager. And the only thing missing is that they won't get a World Series ring like that Royals and Giants organization got, or organizations plural. Great playoff run, man. And now you get the Dodgers and the Red Sox. I know a lot of people out there were saying, oh, it's a conspiracy. They didn't want the Astros and the Brewers. Dodgers earned it. Red Sox earned it. Yes, Major League Baseball umpires are some of the worst in pro sports, just like NFL referees. But the game is still bigger than umpires, bad ones and good ones, just like the NFL is still king when it comes to bad referees. I just wonder why you don't see younger people umpiring, refereeing. I get, you know, service to the league, but at what point? It's kind of like the NBA. NBA has, for the most part, they have young guys in shape, up and down the court, and they seem to connect, right? You don't. How many times do you see really bad NBA officiating? You see it at the college level, right, in hoops. Now, college football officials, they'll have a tough time with the targeting definition, just like the NFL does. But I think they do a pretty good job, for the most part, because they don't become a lot of storylines in college football. Umpires, referees, officials, they're there to interpret the rules of the game, and we know their names, and we know Angel Hernandez, and we know, I don't want to know their names. I don't watch a game. It was how they missed interference in Houston. I don't think that changed the series, because that Boston lineup with those bats, they are just scary. So Boston earned it. Dodgers earned it. No excuses. Can't point a finger if you're a Brewers fan. Can't point a finger if you're an Astros fan. Red Sox have a lineup. Their pitching stepped up. Price, and a lot of doubts that he was just cashing in, and he delivered. And now we're going to get a pretty darn good World Series that will begin on Tuesday at Fenway Park in Boston. And I would think that this isn't the same Dodgers team. They're scrappy. Like, you look at their payroll, and it's almost like they've had to play through injuries and overachieve. And that Red Sox lineup is filled with youth, with veterans, with power. I just don't, unless the Dodgers pitching staff is just lights out, I don't know how you don't pick the Red Sox to win it all. So we'll talk more, and we'll get your pick in the World Series. That's one of our huge questions of the night. Also, each and every Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio, we reach out all across America, even to our college football fans in Canada, and we do the CBS eyeball test. Your top four teams in college football at this hour. Now, I don't think it's too hard tonight, even with Ohio State getting rolled by Purdue. Just, they quit. They laid down. I don't know if Bosa deciding that he's not going to play. I don't know if Meyer coming back was that the team wanted him. I don't know, but they're not the same Ohio State. They aren't. They laid down and quit tonight in West Lafayette, Indiana. Number two team in America. Just quit, just like Bosa quit on them. But I don't have a problem with that. He has a core muscle injury. Chances are that wouldn't heal. And he's going to be a potential top five pick in the NFL draft in the spring of 2019. And with all the millions that Ohio State makes off of Bosa and Ohio State football, that kid, not kid, young man, adult, can choose to leave, heal, and get ready to make millions in the NFL. I don't have an issue with it. But Ohio State quit. I mean, that's on the same field where Eastern Michigan University beat Purdue. Eastern Michigan University, and by the way, they have a pretty good football team. in the Mid-American Conference. But I'm watching that, and they waved the flag. They just waved the flag. They quit. Oh, summer, it's cold. It's cold. They're the Ohio State University, not the University of the Bahamas. So right now it's easy with LSU beating number 22 Mississippi State. It's easy to look at Alabama, who just, it looks like Saban's greatest team, and that says something. And like I said last week, and I've said all season, it's the best offense he's ever had. There's no debate. I don't know if it's the best defense because they haven't really been battle-tested, and you'll find out before they get to the college football playoff with LSU, with Auburn, probably Georgia in the SEC title game. So you have Notre Dame, whose path, you know, with Syracuse struggling to beat a 1-5 North Carolina team. You look at USC, they're not the same USC, can't go by their name. Unless there's a monumental upset, Notre Dame and Clemson look like they have a path to the college football playoff. So you have those two teams. You have LSU, who will play Alabama. You have Georgia, who's at number 8, and people are writing them off. Like, they have one loss. Oh, they're done. Really? They play number 11, Florida. Then they play a ranked Kentucky team. They would get, let's say it's LSU or Alabama in the SEC title game, and they win that, and they're in the playoff as a one-loss team. Because I was arguing on Twitter, and I do a statewide show in Michigan, Monday through Friday in the afternoons. And Michigan, their defense is as good as, and I'm trying to think, you know, Clemson, Alabama, Michigan, three best defensive units in college football in America, and I don't know how you would rank them. And the Michigan fan is saying, oh, we went out now, we're in the college football playoff, and that would be win the rest of their games, including at Ohio State on November 24th, and Penn State after their bye week in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and beat probably Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game. That's not a given as a one-loss team. It's not. Yeah, but look at our loss would be to Notre Dame, who, let's say, they went out. And I'm going, no. And I'll tell you why. It's easy. If, let's just say Alabama gets to the SEC title game, and they should, but LSU is strong, and Georgia gets to that title game as a one-loss team, and Georgia would beat Alabama, I don't think a one-loss Alabama team would be left out of the college football playoff over a one-loss Michigan team that beat a two-loss Ohio State team, a two-loss Penn State team. You see where I'm coming from? Yeah, I get you have a quality loss against Notre Dame, and I'm not being anti-Michigan. It was a great dominating defensive performance in East Lansing, Michigan today. But I think the SEC would get two teams. And, I mean, some were talking about that the Big Ten might get two in if Ohio State would have been undefeated when Michigan was playing them on November 24th and Michigan would beat them, that they would get two. And I think you have to apply that same methodology to the SEC. So it looks like, but every week now we're getting these games. Well, it looks like they should win. It looks like Clemson and Notre Dame, Alabama, and we're going to get that fourth team. So you get in that one-loss debate where, okay, Ohio State gets beat by Purdue. Well, that's lowered the value of a Michigan win there. Penn State lost to Michigan State and struggled to get by Indiana. Michigan gets them after the bye week on November 3rd. You get Alabama would beat LSU, would beat Auburn, even if they lost to Georgia, and Georgia has one loss. I think the SEC has two teams in, and your college football playoff would be one loss Alabama. I'm not saying they're going to lose. This is huge hypothetical conversation. But a one loss Alabama, one loss Georgia, an undefeated Clemson, and an undefeated Notre Dame. There you go. And then the Michigan fan is thinking, well, what if Notre Dame loses? Okay, you have a one-loss Notre Dame team who beat Michigan. Are you going to put Michigan in front of Notre Dame in the college football playoff? Now, I get paid to be honest with my opinions, whether it's weekly, statewide, in Michigan, or on Saturday nights on CBS Sports Radio. And I will enjoy a great victory. But I will not try and tell the fandom that everything is paved right now to the college football playoff. It would have been better for Michigan to have Ohio State be undefeated on November 24th and number two in the country, and Michigan to beat them would have carried more weight than Purdue beating Ohio State. And when you try and convince a fan base that their golden ticket isn't punched yet, it's one of the toughest things on earth. It is. And it gets frustrating. I go through phones, probably 8 to 10 phones a week, where I just look at it and I go, really? Okay. I'm going to throw this through the window. It's amazing. Because the Michigan fan is loving that Ohio State and lost, and Michigan State, you know, was taken to the woodshed by Michigan today. So the Michigan fan, this is like their college football playoff Saturday. They're loving it. But 2-1 loss, and the only scenario would be Alabama undefeated and they get shocked in the SEC title game by Georgia. And that's still a good football team. I'm reading this, you know, garbage. Well, Georgia has one loss and their season's over. They got ranked teams in front of them. That's the point now with Michigan. They're not going to have a lot of highly ranked teams. Ohio State could climb back up by the time they get to November 24th, and there's still a lot there. And then there's the one-loss Oklahoma team, and there's the one-loss Texas team, and you get into that argument. And you start talking about your wins at the end of the year, not when they happen, at the end of the year when that college football playoff committee is deciding the Final Four. How strong are those wins during those conversations in that room with the college football playoff committee? Not when they happened. And it was a strong win by Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Their first, and this is shocking for Michigan, their first road win against a ranked team since 2006 when they won at Notre Dame. That's amazing. And that's a Michigan football program that has never been to the Big Ten Conference Championship football game. That's another shocking statement. So we do the CBS eyeball test. I need your top four teams in college football at this hour. Forget the rankings. Forget where you live. It can be games you've been to or games you've watched on TV. Top four teams in college football at this hour. We'll also get into the Huge Four in the National Football League. You can join us live all across North America at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Graceffo and McKeon are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Foss with an update here in about 8 minutes. Horowitz is on assignment at the Falcons Training Center in Atlanta. We do have our huge questions of the night. Who's going to win the World Series, Dodgers or the Red Sox? And the CBS eyeball test that we do each and every Saturday night here on this broadcast. Top four teams in college football at this hour. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And we'll get into the Huge Four in the NFL. Just when you think you can predict college football in the NFL, you know what? This is going to be the year. It's going to be predictable. We get crazy weekends. Let's travel to beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee. And Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, huge. It's an honor to be on your show. And here we are again talking about the four-team college playoffs. And in my opinion, and you can respond to it, we'll have five conference champions. We'll have possibly an unbeaten Notre Dame team. You could have Michigan, a one-loss Michigan team winning the Big Ten, or, you know. And you could have a team like Central Florida, an underdog with an unbeaten record. That's about eight teams right there. We need to be arguing for an 18 playoff bracket. All those teams I just named, five power conference champions, anybody unbeaten deserves to play for the national championship. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen, in Knoxville, Tennessee, where the Vols fans witnessed the greatest offense in college football and maybe one of the best you've ever seen in Alabama earlier this afternoon. I said it last year that, you know, there's not a lot of arguments after eight. There isn't. I mean, if you looked at everything right now and you went, okay, Alabama, Clemson, if we just looked at the rankings we have right now, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas. You know, I don't know if I put Central Florida up there. I get the story and what they've done, and it's kind of Boise State-ish, and I don't want to demean the blue turf and the great program for our listeners in Boise, but when you look at the Power Five, I just don't know if you can slide Central Florida in because of the old BCS. Well, they're undefeated. Like, Notre Dame was undefeated. They played Alabama, but they weren't any good, right? So if you did an 18 playoff off the AP Top 25 from what I project will be this week, which will be Alabama 1, Clemson 2, ND 3, LSU 4, Michigan 5, Texas 6, Georgia 7, Oklahoma 8, you have UCF then knocking on that door with the one-loss Ohio State team and Florida at 11. See, the argument goes away. What you're going to get now, and that's what I said earlier in my opening huge opinion, that there's going to be that one-loss debate. And I'm getting people tweeting me at Saturday Huge, well, there's no way the SEC gets two teams in. I just told you how. If Alabama is undefeated, playing in the SEC title game, and Georgia would beat them, and Georgia hasn't lost another game, and they're a one-loss team, those two one-loss teams will be in the college football playoff. I guarantee it. So the question is, if you're in that one-loss cheering category, well, LSU controls their destiny because if they win out, they're in. I don't think Michigan has that control now that Ohio State was upset by Purdue. And Penn State was beaten last week by Michigan State. Texas, I don't think they control their destiny in the college football playoff. Neither does Oklahoma. Georgia does. Because if they would win the rest of their games, they have, you know, number 11 Florida in their annual rivalry game. They would have Kentucky. They would have Alabama. They have their path as a one-loss team. UCF doesn't. No. Great story. But it's not worthy of being in the Final Four. Now, if we had an 18 playoff, they would be in that conversation. And the Power Five could be taken care of, that your conference championship winners, they are in regardless. So now you put a lot of value into your regular season and even more value into your conference championship games because it guarantees a berth, not waiting on a committee, not wondering about strength of schedule. You're rewarded Power Five. Then there's three other spots where Notre Dame would come into play. And then you get those two spots to debate. There you go. 18 playoff. Simple. Make me NCAA commissioner. Okay? There you go. And I'll clean up college basketball as well. What you do is you get rid of shoe companies funding youth basketball teams. Slimy and dirty people enticing parents with offers of money. And college coaches can say, well, it wasn't our team. It's the evil side of the NCAA, and it happens more in basketball than any other sport, and that's why you have the feds all over certain programs, coaches, assistants, and these middlemen. A vote for Bill Simonson as NCAA commissioner means that there would be beer served for those of age throughout the entire game. That tailgating would begin 48 hours before a game. Let's go to Greg in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, you do great work. Here was my four. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and LSU.
Thank you. I appreciate your huge four in college football at this hour, your CBS eyeball test there in Chicago. Everybody has a right to their own four. It's not any formula. We're not debating this. Just the four best you've seen, either on TV or in person. Let's go to Steve in Alabama here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Really quickly, Boston will run the table as much as I'm not a fan, but my four are Bama, Clemson, and I'm no fan of my last two, Oklahoma, and someone tightening it up, Michigan.
Yeah, but Michigan suffered, and thank you for the call in Alabama, and I was going back and forth with some Facebook Lives after the Michigan-Michigan State game and on Twitter with some listeners on my statewide Twitter address. In Penn State losing to Michigan State last week and Ohio State losing to Purdue this week, it really hurts the path for a one-loss Big Ten team to get in. And now you deal with, if Notre Dame would lose a game, that playoff committee would have to debate if it's one-loss Michigan and one-loss Notre Dame, would you put Michigan in front of Notre Dame, who's just a TV ratings monster, even if Michigan's Big Ten champions? Like the gentleman said from Knoxville, Tennessee, just make it eight teams, and I don't think UCF, if we got to the debate right now and the season was over, okay, this was it, today was the end of college football's regular season, and your eight teams were Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, and Oklahoma. I don't think Ohio State might say, hey, we're a one-loss team. No, but you just got beat by 29 by Purdue. UCF, we're undefeated. Please, can we check your schedule? That's it. That's your debate. That's all you would have. But now you watch. We're going to have a big one-loss debate leading up to the announcement of the college football playoff Final Four.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. McKeon and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fast with another update here in about 20 minutes. Couple of huge questions of the night. Who's going to win the World Series? That begins on Tuesday with the Dodgers winning that Game 7 in Milwaukee. Red Sox or the Dodgers? I like the Red Sox in 6. And you can answer that, and also our weekly CBS eyeball college football test. Who are the four best teams in college football that you've seen on TV or seen in person? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also get into the huge four in the NFL, the four best teams in the National Football League. And after the Patriots beat the Chiefs, man, there's a good debate on that we'll touch on next hour. Let's roll out to the huge nation. Roger in Jackson, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good. It's a great Saturday night.
Good. Hey, a beautiful two down here. The four best teams probably Alabama, Clemson, LSU, and probably Notre Dame right now, depending on if the other three get beat or not. But now you did also have two SEC teams that did play in the national championship. I believe it was last year, was Georgia and Alabama.
That's why it's not crazy. You know, and with the fandom in Michigan, and I'm not anti-Michigan, but I'm telling them if Alabama's undefeated and loses in the SEC title game, they will still go. And if Georgia wins out and they're a one-loss team after winning the SEC title and they get ranked wins along the way against Florida, Kentucky, and then number one Alabama, they're in. You have two SEC teams in the college football playoff, and then the debate becomes, does Clemson run the table? Does Notre Dame run the table? Because then you have your Final Four right there.
Yes, sir, and that's what happened last year because they went to the Final Four, and, of course, Alabama and Georgia, after Alabama lost a championship game in the SEC thing, they went to the Final Four, and then both of them end up winning out and meeting up in the Sugar Bowl for the national championship, which Alabama came back and beat them.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And Roger, thanks for the call in Jackson, Mississippi. I had one of my great trips of my life when I was working for AM1000 in Chicago on the one-year anniversary of Walter Payton's death. I went down to Jackson State University with my broadcast partner, Lou Canellis, and the late Dave Duerson, who was a close friend of the late Walter Payton. And, man, had a chance to meet his high school coach, his college coach, his agent. His mother went out to dinner with his mother, with his wife, with his daughter. And we went to a Cajun place, and it's amazing. It was surreal. I remember walking through the Jackson airport. We're going to catch a plane to Memphis and then a connection to Chicago. And Dave Duerson, and God rest his soul, we were walking, you know, we're catching like a 5:45 a.m. connector, first plane out. And the airport wasn't busy. And Dave looked at me, Mitch Rosen, who now is the operations manager at our CBS station, AM 670 in Chicago, and Lou Canellis, who does TV in the Chicago area. And he said, hey, guys, this was special. And it was. It was awesome. It one of the great road trips I've ever made, connected to my work or just in my life in Jackson, Mississippi. They loved and still love the late Walter Payton. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Mark in Pittsburgh, PA, listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you doing tonight, brother?
Doing good, buddy.
All right, all right. So, on your previous segment, me and my boys just had the exact same debate you talked about, with it being a potential one-loss Notre Dame team, potential one-loss Michigan team at the end of the year.
You can't take Michigan over Notre Dame if they're both one-loss teams and Notre Dame beat them, and Notre Dame's draw with TV numbers, there's no way Michigan would get in.
I'm one of the biggest Notre Dame fans, and it's almost blasphemy for what I'm about to say. I don't think Notre Dame is a better team than Michigan right now, the way Michigan's playing, the way Notre Dame's playing. Ball State took Notre Dame to the wire. Pitt takes Notre Dame to the wire. Wake Forest, I believe, also took them deeper than what they should have. I think Notre Dame plays down to their opponents. If Notre Dame needs someone out to get in, point blank, I feel. If they go to the Coliseum, it's always a tough game out there, and maybe it's a good loss. Say they lose by a field goal, and Michigan wins out, and they beat Ohio State at the shoe at the end of the year. I just find it as a realist to say, how do you not give Michigan the nod? Even though they got beat by Notre Dame, it's hard not to put them in there. Because, I mean, LSU is going to be in. Like you said, a one-loss Bama team is in. Georgia, they win the SEC, they're in. The Pac-12 and the Big 12, they're a mess. They're out. But in my opinion, it's hard not to put Michigan in at the end of the year with one loss versus a one-loss Notre Dame team versus strength of schedule. What do you think?
And Mark, thanks for the call, Pittsburgh, PA. A couple things is that it depends what happens with Ohio State the rest of the way, because they mailed it in. National TV, they waved the flag and just quit tonight. And I'm not downplaying what the Boilermakers did in West Lafayette, Indiana, or that great crowd. They quit. Waved the flag. Looked like they were cold. Guess we're done. We're out of here. They still could lose at Michigan State. Michigan State's quarterback, Brian Lewerke, he wasn't 100% healthy. It was a game-time decision whether he would start against Michigan on Saturday afternoon in East Lansing, Michigan. You know, Ohio State loses at Michigan State. Penn State, Michigan, to get into that conversation, they have to win out, which means that they'll have to beat Penn State on November 3rd. And McSorley is a one-man wrecking crew. I mean, he's like the Aaron Rodgers of college football. He can put a team on his back. He does everything he can. That's a debate where I get it's about what have you done for me lately. Just as I say that how did your wins look at that time compared to how they look at the end, man, if Michigan is, let's say, number five and Notre Dame is number three, that's a pretty good-looking win even if you're a one-loss Notre Dame team. That's a good-looking win with that college football playoff committee. And there's an argument, okay, guys, are we going to put Michigan in over Notre Dame? And remember that the college football playoff is driven by TV ratings and money. Notre Dame is a ratings machine. Michigan is one of the better draws when it comes to nationally televised games and the reach of their alumni base. There's still a lot left to be played, but there's just not a, you know, someone's tweeting out, well, these teams all have, they can win out and they're in. No, I already told you how Michigan could win out and Notre Dame wins out and Clemson wins out and Georgia wins out and Alabama wins out until they would lose to Georgia and you would get Georgia and Alabama back in the college football playoff with Clemson and Notre Dame. And your seeds would probably be, that would be interesting, probably Clemson, your one seed. Georgia or the SEC champion, your two. Notre Dame, your three, or Alabama, right? Yeah, it's still there, which is great because now we get the college football playoff conversation. Just when it looks like we have everything figured out, you now have those question marks. Because no one expected Purdue to win by 29 against number two Ohio State. Nobody expected that. I know you can tell me the Purdue team was in the bunker. They all thought they could beat the Buckeyes, and the Boilermaker fans all tailgated and partied up and down the streets of West Lafayette, Indiana. But no one thought they were going to win by 29 points. There are some good football teams from 10 on up, and I'll even say Florida in that mix. Oregon got beat. From 9 up, there are legitimately 4 great teams, if not 8. And there'll be a debate, which is great for sports talk radio, great for Twitter, great for Facebook, and great for debates. And then there'll be ornery teams at the end who are going to be one-loss teams that get left out. And then people would say, well, you need to win your schedule. You need to win every game on your schedule. And that's why sports radio is so big. If you want to join us live across North America, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Craig in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and LSU. My question is, you know what all you're saying tonight, how likely is LSU to beat Alabama and get a chance in the top four?
LSU will be Alabama's toughest game of the year when they hook up, and thanks for the call in North Carolina. Yeah, so LSU's another team that if they went out, they're in. I don't think Michigan, because of Ohio State getting upset, I thought if Ohio State was 2 and Michigan beat them at the end of the year, and then they would beat Wisconsin, who will be a top 25 team if they went out in the Big Ten title game, then they could have controlled their destiny just by winning out. But now with Ohio State losing to Purdue, no. I mean, Ohio State was 2. I think the way they got beat by Purdue, they'll be 11 or 12 in tomorrow's AP poll. That would be my guess. Let's go to Crow in San Francisco listening on KNBR. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. I'm a big Buckeye fan, and I take issue with your statement that the Buckeyes quit. These are the same kids that came from behind 3 weeks in a row. They're college kids. They had a bad day. Okay, that's one. Two, I don't care about the national championship. All I care about is the Michigan game. And if you think Coach Harbitter is going to beat the Buckeyes this year, you're delusional because it ain't going to happen. It hasn't happened for 4 years, and it isn't going to happen this year. And as far as the NCAA goes, I could care less about them and their championship because they've been playing the Ohio State-Michigan game longer than they've been playing the World Series and way, way before there was an NCAA gravy training off these student-athletes.
Thank you, Crow. Appreciate you listening out in San Francisco and America's beautiful frontier called the West Coast. First name Eat, last name Crow. I live out in Sausalito. Thank you, Crow. Chris in Baltimore, I got about 60 seconds. What's on your mind, my friend?
So if Notre Dame loses one of their last games by a score of like 31-13,
no.
Because they're Notre Dame, you're going to put them in the final score. Mm,
no, that's another great point, and thank you, Chris. I appreciate you listening in Baltimore. You know, it's if they have an ugly loss, and you're right, they lose late. Michigan hasn't lost since they played Notre Dame in the opener. That gets in that college football playoff room committee debate. And they've struggled to get by Vandy, Pitt, and Ball State, but they are Notre Dame, man. They mean a lot. And look at NBC. What, and I know we have like the Texas Longhorn Network and you have Big Ten Network and ACC, but what school gets pretty much primetime coverage with their own network deal? And I'm talking one of the big three networks. Notre Dame does. Great debate. We'll continue the conversation in our final hour. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. McKeon and Graceffo are back in New York City. We are the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.